Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
We're learning Meseches Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We're starting from Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the sugya of Kaved, the halachas of the liver. The Gemara starts like this. Amalei Abayi L'Rav Safra, Abayi told Rav Safra, Kisalkas L'Hosam, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, Boi Minayu, ask from the people in Eretz Yisrael, Kav Dama Tamei. What do you say about the Kaved? What's the halachas of the liver? Kisalak Ashkeli Rav Zrika. When he got up, he found Rav Zrika. Amalei, Anosh Sholkele L'Rav Ami V'Ochal. Rav Zrika told him, I cooked a liver for Rav Ami and he ate it. So you see that a liver, you're allowed to cook it and eat it. He also looked at when he came back to Abaya in Bavel. Amalei lemeisa nafshlei kamibayli. I didn't have a shail if the liver itself is kosher. I knew it was kosher. Ki kamibayli lemeisa chaveta. I wanted to know if the liver can aser something else. If you cook something with the liver, is that thing mutter or aser? So Rav Safra asked him, "Maishna lemeisa nafshlei kamibaylach. Why don't you have a shail about asering itself, about whether it itself is aser or mutter?" Teretz says, the Mishnah says, the Tanan ain't in his teres. So, l'meisa chaveret anami leiti boyalach. So, to ask for something else, also shouldn't have a shayla, the Tanan, because the same Mishnah says, a kavet is teres, vein in his teres, neishi palatis, vein in balas. It says in Mishnah in Shumas, at the end of Perek Yud, that a kavet, a liver, could ask for something it's cooked with, but it can't become aser itself. Because the liver is palatas, it expels the blias that are absorbed in it, but it's not paylas, it doesn't absorb any blias. Amalei, dil ma'asa makavda di yisura, that might be talking about a treifa liver, mishum shamninusa, and because of the shamnunis, the fats in the treifa liver, that might aser, but mishum damamai, but my question is, would the blood aser? So the Gemara says, so Safra went back there to Yisrael, so Kihada Salik went back there to Yisrael, Ashkelar Abzika, so he found Rav Zrika again. Amalei, so Rav Zrika told him, it's also not a shail. Anamli tibar aloch, it's also mutter. Why? Then no, because I, v'yane breder abami, iklam la be Yehuda breder of Shim ben Pazi, we came to Yehuda, the son of Shim ben Pazi, kivul and kanya bekupe, and he served us a kana, with everything attached to the kana, meaning the lungs and the heart and the liver. V'chalna, we ate it, so you see that the liver doesn't ask for the lungs and the heart. So Masigler of Ashi, Vitame Shmu Mizarkunya, Vidulma Pikana Chutzak Deva. Maybe the reason is because the Pikana, the Kana, the trachea was out of the pot, and therefore the blood all came out that way. Inami Michlavichole Mikara, they treated it beforehand either with vinegar or with boiling water, and therefore couldn't answer. Atkan, the Lashon of the Sugya. So the two questions that the Sugya is dealing with. One is the question, does a kaved ask for something else that it's cooked with? Specifically, does the blood of the kaved, could it ask for something that you cooked the kaved with? And then the other question, and that goes a little bit further into the sugya, which we did not read that Gemara, is the kaved itself aser? And the question, if the kaved itself is aser or mutter, is a question, is the kaved balea? Like the Mishnah says, it's Pelatis Vein Belas. Do we paskin that way? In what cases is it? What does that include? That's the second part of the sugya. But first, I want to discuss the first part of the sugya. What was the Gemara Shaila? Could a Kaved aser other things? What are the two tzadim to the Shaila? So there are three shittas in the Rishonim. What exactly was the Gemara Shaila? Could a Kaved aser other things or not? We have first Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, and he says like this. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you did melicha on the kaved, it gets out all the blood. Rabbeinu Tam holds there's no chumra of kaved over other things. There is a gemara a little bit later, which we're going to discuss. Perhaps there is a chumra that you have to cut the simpainus of the kaved in order for the melicha to work. But besides for that, Rabbeinu Tam's shita is that there's no issue of a kaved being more chomer than other meat. And melicha would work on kaved just like it works on other meat. The issue here is, if you didn't do melicha, so why should it be mutter without melicha? We know any meat that has blood in it if you cook it without malicha, it asers anything that it's cooked with, because the blood comes out of the meat and asers whatever's in the pot. So why should kavod be different? So Rabbi Natan says, because the kavod is really kulei dam, it's really made out of blood. The Gemara considers the kavod to be blood. He quotes the Gemara in the previous blot, Kuftesim and Beis, where Yalta, the wife of Nachman, said that Hashem asered, everything Hashem asered, he was matter something similar, like he asered blood, but he's matter a kavod. Kavod is blood. And nevertheless, the Torah was matter it. So since the Torah was matter the actual kavod, even though it's blood, so all the blood in the kavod has that heter that the kavod has. And that's good for the Gemara Shaila. And Rabbi Natan holds that the emesin midiraisa, there's no iser. Midiraisa, there's no iser in the dam of kavod. And he brings the Mishnah, the Braisa in Krisus, on the Chaf Aleph and the Beis, that talks about dam evarim, and it mentions the lathe and the tchayil and the kloyes, and it doesn't mention the kavod. Clearly, that the dam kavod is not aser midiraisa. Now the Gemara Shaila was, is the dam kavod still aser midirabanan? When the Mishnah says the kavod is seris, does that mean by dam? And the dam kavod is aser midirabanan? Or is that talking about a kavod the isura, a kavod of trefa, and the isur is mishum sham nunis? So Ben Itam is saying two chidushim. One is that malicha works by a kavod, and that definitely works. And if you do malicha on a kavod, it doesn't ask you anything else. And the second is that it's sad that a kavod does not aser, is that stam the dam kavod is mutter, and that's true, midir aisa, lamaisit is mutter, and the Gemara's question is it aser midir abanan? And the Gemara seemed to come out that it does aser midir abanan. Gemara is not that clear, but that seems to be the maskana, that the kavod itself is mutter, but it would aser other things. And according to Ben Itam, that would be Midar Abanan. That's one pshat in the sugya. That's how Ben Itam learns. The other pshat, which Taisus brings down, and this is the pshat that the Ramban and the Rajba hold of, is Faket. The whole Gemara is talking about if you did Malicha. If you did not do Malicha on a Kaved, it definitely does Aser. Because Dam Kaved is like regular Dam Ivarim and it's Aser. And the Rambam says that when the Rambam brings down that price increases, he brings Dam Kaved with it. With the tchayel and the lev and the kloyes, and could be that was his girsa. And the Rishayim and the Rabban and the Rashba, they learn that that's clear. According to all tzadim, the dam kavod is definitely aser midiraisa. And the question is, does malicha work? We're talking about dafka after malicha, that maybe since kavod has so much dam in it, so malicha doesn't work. Or maybe malicha does work. That seems to me the two tzadim. And the Ramban and the Rashba hold that the Maskana Sasugya actually is that it does work and it doesn't aser acherim, because the Gemara later says, and we'll get to it more being soon, that the Gemara says that you have to mikarish shesi ve'eriv v'chetuch l'sachas. You have to cut the kavod shesi ve'eriv and leave the cut on the bottom. And the Ramban and the Rashba learn that that's not talking about when you roast the kavod, it's talking about when you salt the kavod. And you see clearly in the Gemara that when you salt the kavod, as long as you cut a chesi ve'eriv, the salting would work. So that shows you that it does not aser others. Val kapanim, that's the second shot in the Gemara, that the dam kavod is aser, and the question is, does malicha work or not? Now, they are conscious on both these pshatim. The problem with Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, that malicha definitely works, and the question is the dam kavod aser or mutter? So when Rav Zrika brought the raya to Rav Safra, that him and Yanai Breda Rabbi Ami went to Yehuda Breda Rav Shimon Pazi and they got a kanya b'kufe, so they definitely had to have done the malicha on the lev and the raya. So Mehecha tasted they didn't do malicha on the kaved. And it didn't sound like he knew for sure, because the Gemara says other things, that maybe the piyakana was out of the pot, or maybe they were chaylet it. B'chaymetz or b'reishchin, I mean, maybe a better idea. Maybe they did malicha on the kavod. That would indicate that the shailas, even if they did malicha, doesn't help. So Taisa says that the pshat was they didn't do malicha on the kavod because the whole point was to show the Talmidim that you don't need malicha on the kavod. Now, Reb Zvika thought it was to show him that the dam kavod doesn't aser. And the answer was no. They didn't do melicha on the kavod to show them that there's another etza. You can keep the kana out of the pot, or you could do chalita. But al kopanim, hakav ma'iskina, they didn't do melicha on the kavod. Now the kash on the Ramban and the Rashi's pshat is that when the Gemara says that the kavod is seris, and the Gemara says it's a raya that a kavod asers, so the Gemara says no. Maybe we're talking about a treifa kavod and it's mishum sham the nisa. Why don't you say more pashit? We're talking about mishum dam, but they didn't do malicha. According to many time, it's good. That's good for the shayla. Does dam aser without malicha? But according to the Ramban and the Rashi, the pshita the dam does aser without malicha. The shayla of malicha helps. So why can't you just say that the pshat in the Mishnah and Shumas that covered a seris is somebody didn't do malicha? So in the Chanami, it's a good kasha, and a man in the Rashba say that normally when you cook it, you do malicha. So male, I didn't want to say tonight that you didn't do malicha. Now the Rosh says that Rashi holds of the second pshat, the Ramban and the Rashba pshat, that the shayla of the Gemara was where the malicha works. The Prichadash in Simenai and Gimel says Rashi is very much mashed like a benetam. Because Rashi says, so it sounds like the blood is actually coming out, and the question is that is the asa something else? And Rashi, the Vimaskal Mishum Shamnunis, says even a little bit more clear, he says, I will dumb the nafik mene de ksheir mi boyele, yasa achwini aloy, dekalame medumma de teiruhu, sheri ikridam. Mamash Rebbeinu Tam Svara, that the question is the dam kavod aser because it's called dam, not like the Ramban and the Rashba that nem on that the dam aser is, and the question is if malicha helps. Achrayna Mutchit to try to answer where the Rosh saw and Rashi the other way. Akabanim, these are two mahalchim. The Ran says the third mahalch, a little bit of combination mahalch, that he learns in pshat like Rebbeinu Tam, that the question is dam kavod aser or not. Do you say the svara that the kavod is ikra dam, and therefore there's no issa dam on the dam of the kavod? But he also learns that the Gemara was pshitale that malicha does not help. He doesn't hold like Rebbeinu Tam that malicha helps. No, malicha doesn't help. And the Gemara was pshitale that malicha doesn't help. That malicha is not mailu umayrit. So now in answer both of the pshatav shakashis that we asked, the reason why the Gemara couldn't say that kavod eseres is talking about that you didn't do malicha, is because malicha is not ma'alu umayrit. It doesn't matter. The question is does a kavod aser, is a dam kavod aser? If it's aser, then even malicha wouldn't help, because malicha doesn't take out the blood by the kavod. If it's mutter, then even without malicha it's mutter, because it's mutter be'etzim, because dam kavod is mutter. And that's why by the kanya b'kayfe, we can't say they did malicha on the kavod, malicha wouldn't work. So in pshat, the Ran is learning like Rabbeinu Tam, that the shah of the Gemara is a dam kavod, is it aser or mutter? But in halacha, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, the shayla of the Gemara Gufa is, does malicha work by a kavod? The Ran is also learning that on the tzad that it's aser, even malicha wouldn't work by a kavod. So in halacha, the Ran would come out the same as Rabbi Natan would hold that everyone knows malicha works by a kavod. No tzad malicha doesn't work by a kavod. But in halacha, the Ran would come out that no, that's Gufa the Gemara shayla, and on the tzad that it's a seris, malicha won't work. So those are the three mahalchim. Rabbeinu Tamal's malicha definitely works, and the shayla without malicha is a dam kavod aser. Do you say the svar, it's kulei dam v'atayra tira? The Ramban holds, zicha the dam is aser, the question is malicha works. And the Ran holds that zicha malicha doesn't work, and the question is if the dam is aser. Now, the Rishonim don't explain how do we know if kavod is dam and the Torah tira, where the Torah say that the kavod is mutter. The Rishonim don't say. The Levush in Simenai and Gimel says, because it says in the Pasuk al Arsish Bechenu Kamayim, that you see, that dafka liquid dam, which could be spilled, al Arsish Bechenu, that's what's asur. But kavod, even though it's dam, but it's solid dam, it can't be spilled, so mamela, it's not nichol me'isa dam. Baruch HaShulchan in Simenai and Gimel says a little bit more. He says that since you see the Torah says you could eat the meat of a carbon, and the meat includes the kaveh, because the kaveh definitely has a din basar. So merely you see that the Torah is being matir, the kaveh, even though it's ikri dam. Chassam Sefer says an interesting shtickle. Chassam Sefer wants to say, this machlekes Rishonim, there have been a time in the Ran hold, and Rashi also seems to say this, that since the covet is ikre dam, therefore the dam of covet can't be also because the Torah was mat the covet, which is dam, so who would in the dam inside the covet? And the Ramban and the Rashi that no, you don't say that swear, and the dam of the covet is also me the rice like every other dam. His talit is a machlekes Rishonim, if you have dam, and you congeal the dam, dam korish, is that also me the rice? If your whole dam karish is not asami deraisa, so there was no chiddush by kaved. Kaved is karish. Kaved is not liquid. Kaved is solid. Any dam that becomes solid is not asami deraisa. So there is no chiddush by kaved. You don't need a limud. So meilav, there's no chiddush by kaved. So avada the dam of the kaved that is liquid, like the dam eivorim, the dam that spurts out of the kaved as a liquid, that would have added the yasser. That the kaved is mutter, is because it's solid, and solid dam is never an isser. It's not a chiddush by kaved. Now, Shagin, if you all like to be Rishonim, that there's no heter of dam korish, if you congeal dam, it's still asami deraisa. And it's not a shaila had a fits into tishbechenu, because it was dam. It was tishbechenu. It did have an isser, a chalais isser dam. Now that it became korish, it doesn't lose the isser. But the fact that a kaved never gets an isser in the first place, that's a chiddush. So that chiddush would apply to the dam evarim of the kaved also, and that's why it will be mutter. The Aruch HaShulchan, and Siman and Gimel Sivav, he says that these 2 days to the Shainim, I'm referring to the Yishalmi and Chumas. The Yishalmi and Chumas says, this is the Lashon, Reb Ze'era le'ocha kaved miyamav. Reb Ze'era didn't eat kaved in his life. Sholka Rabbi Bava achulei, Rabbi Bava cooked it and ate it. Ve'ista ami molchi Rabbi Bava achulei. Rabbi Bava did Malicha and ate it. So he says, the first Lashon says that you could eat it without Malicha. That's the Lashon that the Dama covered is Mutter. And the second Lashon means you could eat with Malicha. And that's the idea that the question is, that would it be Mutter with Malicha? So he feels the Machlekes Yishenim is already a Machlekes in the Yishalmi. He says it's a plea why no one brings it. Al Kopanim, that's the Sugya if what the Gemara Shaila was, if a covered could ask for something else. And now let's discuss the sugya about the kavod itself becoming asur. So here, the Gemara seems that the kavod can't become asur. That's the Mishnah. Hakavod is seris, svein and eseris. It doesn't become asur. Neishi pelata, svein and belas. Rashi says it's not beleam, because kevin de chudi liflet lohitzi kol shah leibola. Since it's busy being pilot, so it's not beleam. And Rashi also says later, when the Gemara brings Ketanoi, the Gemara says it's actually a Mechlekes Tanoim if the Kavit becomes us or not. And Reb Elezer said, a Kavit is serious for Eina is serious and Shepalat is saying it belongs like the Mishnah. Reb Shmuel B'nai Shabrecha Ben Breka says that Shluka is a serious for Neseris. And Shluka Rashi learns it means it was cooked a lot. And the reason why it becomes Usr is because it's, Rashi says, it's only not belas because it's busy being pilot, and shluka, since it's cooked a lot, so after it finishes being pilot, it's going to be belaya. What's the pshat in the Matan Yoma, even shluka doesn't become asur? So the Rashi says to pshatim, either the pshat is yours, it's always being pilot, even by shluka, it still continues being pilot the whole time, it never stops. And he has another pshat in the Torah Sabayis also, because he holds that the kavod is shia, it's smooth, and it can't be beleya, even if it's not being pilot. And Tziv says that's kufra machloikis, that Rav Papa said that when you chaylet it in chaymetz, the chaymetz becomes asr, because when the chaymetz goes and stops the kavod from being pilot, at that time it's going to be pilot at least into the chaymetz. And Rava says, no, if it's pilot into the chaymetz, then it'll be belaya back, because it's not being pilot anymore. That's the point. It's being chalet. So what's pshat in Rav Papa? Rav Papa held, even if it's not being pilot, it's not belaya, because it's smooth. That's good for the machlekes, like the machlekes tanam that's there. That's what the Nitziv says. Now, kubshuta, you learn that it's not belaya anything, because when it says, the Gemara says that if it's not talking about dam, because the dam is mutter anyway, then you could say that the Mishnah is talking about Kavda the Yisurim Shum Shamna Nisa. So it says that the Shamna Nisa, it asks others, but it doesn't become Asr. So you see, L'chaya, that the kavod can't even be b'leis shamnunis. And that's how Kama Rishayim learned. But the Ra'ah in Bedek HaBayis, in the Torah HaBayis, and the Ritva here brings the same shot, Ritva Zerah's Talmud, they hold that it's a, you can't say, it's only not b'lei adam. It's about a b'lei shamnunis. How could you say a kav is not b'lei shamnunis? And he says that the pshat and kav de yisur would mean like this, a kav de seris, a kav de yisur would aser another kavet, because even though the other one's a kavet, but shamnunis, it could be b'lei. The einin seris means if it's alone, and the question is dam, then it's not b'lei the dam. So it is b'lei shamnunis, it's just not b'lei dam. But it's a shtigl deichik in the pshat, that kavod aiseris means when there's two kavets, and one kavod will ask to the other, with shamnunis. And einin aiseris is talking about when there's only one kavod, it won't ask to itself when it's the only kavod, and then it's already talking about dam. The Ran brings this all down, and the Ran also holds it's a big deichik to say it's not b'lei shamnunis. So the Ran says a third pshat, which if you look in the Mishnah in Shumas, that's talking about a kavod aiseris v'einin aiseris, it's talking about if a kavod is cooking with truma, with yirakas, with vegetables of truma. That the Gemara there says that a vegetable of truma won't aser a vegetable of chulin. It doesn't get the tam. The vegetable of truma doesn't give the tam into the vegetable of chulin. But it says that meat, a vegetable of truma would aser meat. The vegetable would give tam into meat. And then it says by a kaved, the vegetable of chuma won't be able to aser the kaved. That's what it means, enin aseris with the vegetable of chuma. So mela would be belay shamnunis of meat, it just won't be belay the tam of a vegetable of chuma. Al-Kabana Vetsu Machlekes, if the one thing we said was if the fact that it doesn't aser is because it's being pilot tamid, or like the Rajma says, it's because it's shia, because it's smooth, and could be that's the machlekes amiron, if when you're chaylet it b'chaymetz, if you could say the chaymetz is aser, that's where our papa said, so obviously he held it doesn't aser the kaved, must be because the kaved's smooth, and Rava says no, it would aser, if the chaymetz would be aser, it would aser the kaved, because he holds that the reason why it doesn't aser is because it's being pilot, and now once you were chaylet, it won't be pilot, so then if the chaymetz would be aser, it would be belay from the chaymetz, and could be that's the machlekes if by shluka, if by shluka it becomes aser, Rashi says the reason for the man yomim becomes aser is because it already was pilot called tzarchei, so now it's beleia. What's pshat the other man yomim? Either it just continues being pilot, there's no such thing as being pilot called tzarchei, or like the Rashi says, because it's smooth, so it won't be able to be beleia. And then we mentioned about being beleia shamnunis, that pashas, the way the Gemara is saying, is it can't be beleia shamnunis either, but some Rishonim held it wasn't shayach, so either they learned up the Mishnah that Aseris means it's asers another kavet, and Einin Aseris means it doesn't aser itself, that's the Ra'ah in the Dvas Pshat, or the Ran's Pshat, it's daf cannot belay it from a vegetable, but is belay it shamnunis from meat. Now the Sugya seems to be saying, Al-Kopanim L'Gabe Dam, that L'maisa Halacha L'maisa doesn't aser itself. But the Rif and the Rambam say, the Rif says that we're not baki in Chalut, so we can't be saimach on the heter of being chaylet, the kaved in chaymetz, or in hot water, we're not bucky in how to do it. And therefore, you can only eat the kaved by roasting it. And the Rambam also says, the Rambam says the only way to eat a kaved is to either being chaylet with chaymetz, hot water, or roasting it. And kfar nogu Yisrael, that they only do it with roasting it. And the Rif is mashman, the Rambam is mefurish, that if you don't roast it, and you just cook it without being chaylet it, it would ask to the kaved itself. So the Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Ran are very bothered by this. Why do we say that he asked the kaved itself? The Gemara seems clear that the kaved, even without any melicha, doesn't answer. It's not b'leia. Abaye said he didn't have any shaila about it. It's a Mishnah. Rab Zrika said that he was shaila for Rab Ami and he ate it. So that's l'meisa nafshah. So also he says that it's mutter. Rav Nachman said that it was mutter, and when Rav Shiva didn't want to eat it, he told them that they should make him eat it. So you see, all the Amiram hold that it's mutter. So they're very bothered, why would the Rif and the Rambam, even if you could say we're not baki in Chalita, okay, but Lagabi Lemei Sanafshi, you don't eat Chalita. So why would they say that it's Asr? They say it's a Chumra, and b'di'evid you could be mekel. But the Ran is like very bothered. Why would they have such a chumrah? So Batsim, he was claiming that maybe they were only matter with Bishul, but not with Shlika, because the whole like of Ishmael, B'nation, Rechem, and Breka, that says that Shlika is Aser, and maybe the Amiram knew what the share of Shlika is, so Mela, that's where they were matter, and you didn't have it Shlika, which is not so Mashman the Gemara, it was Mashman the Gemara that it was Shaluk, but the Ram was particularly bothered that the Rambam then should have made a chilek. If the Rambam holds a chilek mevushal and shalik al kapanim ikir adin, he should have told you this chilek, because the Rambam always quotes all the dinim in the Gemara, even if we're not baki and we're going to be machmer, but the Rambam would have quoted the Gemara that is a chilek mevushal and shalik, and the Rambam never did. And the Rambam is mashman and ikir adin, any type of bishul is aser. And where is that coming from? The Gemara is mavur that everybody holds that Bishul is mutter. There's a machlokes if even Sholok is mutter, but Bishul, according to everyone, it's mutter. And the Rambam never brings such a head to. The Rambam says you can only eat it through one of three ways. Yechayla b'rasei, yechayla b'chaymetz, or b'mahavav b'ara b'tzli. And he says the minig is only to do tzli. But what happened to the Gemara is the chara mavur that regular bishul also b'negeya al kapanim b'negeya l'meisa nafsha, there's mutter, only l'meisa achrini. Could be you would need chalita b'chaymetz or you would need tzli in order not to meisa achrini, but l'gabi l'meisa nafsha, it should be mutter without it. So it's very shver. So the Ran says he found out the teretz, because he looked in the Pirush Mishnayis and the Mishnah of Chuma of Kavod, Aseris Ve'inin Aseris, and the Pirush Mishnayis l'Rambam, this din of Kavod Aseris Ve'inin Aseris is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It comes from Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's the Tana of the Mishnah. And the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis that we don't pass like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We pass like the Tana Kama. And according to the Tana Kama, the way the Rambam is learning, this din wouldn't apply. So the whole sugi here is going according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but according to the Tana Kama, this din wouldn't apply, and a Kavod would be Aseris Ve'inin Aseris. So that's why the Rambam doesn't bring any such heter of that a kavod doesn't answer itself. He doesn't say that a kavod is not beleya, because we don't pass in that way. You pass in a kavod is beleya. And that's why you need chalita b'chaymetz or b'chamen or tzli. But he says it's very shver, because why would the Rambam pass in like a tan and a mishnah, when our Gemara, Abaya, and Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Zrika, and Rav Nachman, they all seem to paskin that a kavod does not become aser. So the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam, he says, and the Rambam learned this whole sugya, was talking about with chalit b'chaymetz, even though Abaya wasn't asking that. Abaya was asking even without chalita b'chaymetz or b'chamen. But Lemaisa, when the Gemara says, legabe the teretz of the kanya b'kupay, that the reason why the kavod didn't ask the lev in the ray is because Tumah was chaylet b'chaymetz or b'chamen. So who went in the other story that he cooked it for Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami ate it, was also Tumah was chaylet b'chaymetz or b'chamen. And the story with Rav Nachman and Rav Bar Shiva was also talking about that they were chaylet b'chaymetz or b'chamen. That's the whole sugya. The only time a kavod doesn't become aser is la'idei chalita. And when the Gemara says ketanoi, the Gemara wasn't discussing the machlekes of Nachman and Rav Bar Shiva. The Gemara was talking about the ikas shayla if a kavod becomes aser. But really, we paskin that a kavod becomes aser, and the Amiran, with the exception of Abai who asked the shayla, but the other Amiran, Rav Nachman and Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Zrika, they were only matter with chalita bechamin or bechaimitz. And the guy in Lake Sioux, the guy in Shnei Shlio and Chumas, and the guy in the same guy in Bia Agram in Simenai and Gimel, that he has a different gear. So he learns that Shluka doesn't mean like Rashi that it was cooked well. Shluka means it was fakert, it was half cooked. And even Shluka is a Surah of Aseris. He says there are three shitas. There is a shita that a kavod never becomes Asur. There is a shita that there's a chilek by Bishul it does become Asur, but by Shlika it doesn't. Because by Bishul it already stops being pilot, it's Beleya, but by Shlika it doesn't, because it's still being pilot. And then there is a sheet that even by Shlika it becomes Aser. Even while it's being pilot, it's being Beleya. And that's the sheet that the Rambam and the Rif Paskin like. And the Maron were talking about Dafka when you were chaylet it b'chaymetz. And the Maisa, the Ramban and the Rashba also say that that's what the Rif and the Ram are saying, and that's the minik, that they did not cook a kavit even b'fnei atzmai, and even with Malicha. They Dafka did Sli, chaylet were not bakiyin, they Dafka did Sli, and after the Sli, it could be mevashalit. But that's the minik, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that b'di'evin, like the Ramban and the Rashba b'di'evin, if you cooked it b'fnei atzmai, it doesn't aser. That he says, Minastam, and he says, Yesh Misha Eiser. But there are more paskins like the Yesh Misha Eiser. Now, Alacha L'meisa, we don't even paskin the heter of L'meisa Nafsha. We don't paskin b'chlal this halacha that the kavet can't be b'leia. And the Talmud Dover is, the etzim din that a kavet can't be b'leia is a machlekes tanon. And we paskin like the Tana that it could be b'leia. Aye, the Gemara says they ate the kavod that was shalik. The Kesher Mishnah says it was dafka the echlit of bechaimitz, and we're no longer bucking echlit of bechaimitz. That's the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam, and that's the Psak Halacha. There are more, even b'di'evid, even l'meisa nafsha, the kavod is aser. And now let's see the next Gemara about kavod, where the Gemara brings a story that Rabbi Bar of Huna came to Rabbi Bar of Nachman, and he was mechabin him with kavod that the simpaina was bliya dama. The blood vessels of the kavod of the liver were absorbed with blood. Amlu amayev disachi, why did you do this? Amlu elehechi navid. So he asked, so what should I have done? So he says, Amlu karush shesi v'eri v'chituchel etachas. You should cut it in both directions, horizontal and vertical, and keep the cut towards the bottom. V'hani milikavda, that's only by a liver, avotchela, by a spleen, shumna ba'almahu. It's not a problem of that. So the Shaila is, when does this Gemara come in? What's this din that you have to cut the kaved, shesi ve'er v'chtuch l'tachas? There's actually four mahalchim in the Rishenim to understand this Gemara. Rashi says we're talking about fitzli. We're talking about when you're roasting the kaved. And Rashi says that enechanami, the dam of the kaved, doesn't aser the kaved, because some say when you roast something, the dam all comes out. And Rishayim say, if dam stays in, that's dam evarim shaloi pirish, that's mutter. But the dam in the simpaina is konas besimpainas. That's considered dam. That's not dam hakaved. The blood in the blood vessels of the kaved, that's a different din. That's dam. That's not considered dam evarim shaloi pirish altogether. So there's another problem with the kaved. The problem is you have dam in the simpainas, and when you have dam in the simpainas, that has a din dam. And therefore, you have to cut the simpainais before you roast it. Now, Taisus and the Rishayim bring down the Bahag. The Bahag also goes with this Mahalach. But he adds that you could also cut up the simpainais after you roast it. And the dam will go out. The problem is you have dam in the simpainais. That does not get, it doesn't go out of the animal through tzliya, it remains in the simpainis. It doesn't have the heter of dam yivarim shloi pirish, two chedushim. One is it doesn't have any heter because it's kanas in the simpainis. It's not like dam yivarim. And the second is that it doesn't go out. The tzli doesn't remove that dam. Therefore, you have to cut it, and chiduch alatachas, and the bahag adds if you didn't. So just cut it after the tzli. But that's one mahalach in the sugya. So there's two dinim. There's a din the kaved, where there we discussed, does it aser achrini, does malicha help, does it aser itself, is it beleia? And now the Gemara discusses a new thing. There's also simpainis of the kaved. And that dam is not like the kaved, it certainly is aser, and also it doesn't come out with sli, you need chaticha. That's the first mahalach of the sugya, Rashi in the back. Second mahalach is Taisus. That Taisus holds that this is stam a din in Hilchus Tzli or Malicha, and he says by Tzli also that the dam doesn't come out unless you also cut the simpainis. But he holds it's not the pshat the dam stays in simpainis. The dam doesn't stay in the simpainis. That's not the issue. But you can't get the dam out of the kaved properly unless you cut the simpainis shasi ve'eriv and keep the chetuch al tachas. And why do you have to get the blood out of the kaved. So if all you're doing is tzli and then you're eating it, it's okay if the blood stays in the kaved because it's dam yivarim shloi pirish. That will be mutter. But if you're doing tzli and you're cooking it afterwards, or you're doing malicha, and on the tzad that Malicha helps, whether you learn Erkabei Nutam, that the Gemara had no suffix, always Malicha helps, or even if you learn like the other Rishayim, but you can learn the Maskanus HaGemara is that Malicha helps. But here's a Tanai, that the Malicha has to be done through Chituch Shasi Ve'eruv, because otherwise the dam in the Sempinus, the dam doesn't drain from the Kaved without cutting a Shasi Ve'eruv. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is very similar to the second Mahalach. It's the Ramban and the Rajba. They hold the same thing, but they hold that for Tzli, then that wouldn't be a problem, because the Tzli would definitely drain the blood, even if you don't cut a Shasi Ve'eruv. It's only for Malicha, and that's the Ramban's Raya, that we paskin, that Malicha helps. He holds the shayla of the Gemara as if Malicha helps or not, but we paskin that Malicha helps, and it doesn't even answer other things. As long as you do the Malicha properly, with Chaticha Shasi Ve'eruv and Chitucha L'Sachas. And the Rambam says that the Chitucha is necessary for Chalita. Chalita works with cutting the Sempinus. I guess Chalita keeps the dam in, but it won't keep the dam of the Sempinus in, so you cut the Sempinus to get that dam out through Chitucha, and then the Chalita would work. But the Rambam Shita is that we don't do Chalita anymore. All we do is Tzli, and therefore, by Tzli, the Rambam would seem to hold, like the Ramban and the Rajba, that for Tzli, there's no necessity for Chituch. The Rif would also be mashman away, because the Rif doesn't bring down the din of Chituch, and that's because the Rif said that Enon Bekiyam B'Chalita, so Chituch would be necessary for Chalita. So here's the four Malchim. Rashi and the Bag hold that the Chituch is necessary because of a new problem of Dam and the Sempinus. Nothing to do with the Kaveit. There's another problem besides for the Dam and the Kaveit, which that you take care of, however you take care of. There's Dam and the Sempinus, which stay there. It's definitely Usur. It's not Dam Evarim. And the Bahag is Mechadish Lefizeh, that you could cut the Sempinus afterwards also. We have Taiz Mahalach is that the removal of the Dam HaKaveid through either Tzli or Malicha has to be done Al Yidei Chituch. We have the Ramban and the Rajba similar, but says only the removal Al Yidei Malicha has to be done through Chituch, but Tzli does not need Chituch. And we have the Rambam that says that Chalita needs Chituch. But the Rambam also holds that Tzli would not need Chituch, and the Rif also. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you do need Chituch when you're doing Tzli. But the Ramah is a little shver, the Achreinim asked the Kasher, B'Kileg asked the Kasher. Because the Ramah in Simenai and Gimel, Sif Gimel, paskins you do not need Chituch by Tzli. And we, of course, don't do anything else. We don't do Malicha by the Kavod, like we explained. We don't think it works. And we don't do Chalita because we don't know how to do it. So Kumtais, the whole din of Chituch, would not be Negeya. But the Ramah in Simenai and Gimel, Sif Aleph, when the Mechava says to do Chituch, the Ramah says, if you do not do the Chituch before the Tzli, you could do the Chituch after the Tzli. So the Shaila is, what does the Ramah mean? The Ramah said in Siv Gimel that you don't need Chituch by Tzli altogether. So the Chayah, what the Ramah means is, and the Chayah is what the Mechaber means also, if you're going to cook it after the Tzli. If you're not going to cook it after the Tzli, then you won't need Chituch. But if you're going to cook it after the Tzli, so then you do need Chituch, which is Taisus Pshat. That even though you're doing Tzli, you need Chituch, and you can't cook it after the Tzli if you don't need Chituch. If you're going to eat it, it's not a problem, because that's Dam Yivarim Shloi Pirish, but to cook it after the Tzli without doing Chituch is Asur. So, if that's what the Ramah means, so Fekter B'Kivega, so why does the Ramah say that you could do the Chituch after the Tzli? According to Taisus, the Tzli does not get out the Dam without Chituch, so what does Chituch after the Tzli help? If you hold like Taisus, so if you're not going to cook it afterwards, you don't need Chituch altogether. But if you're going to cook it afterwards, and you need Chituch, so then the Chituch after the Tzli wouldn't help at all. The Tzli didn't remove the dam without the Chituch. So how could the Ramah and Sif Aleph say that if you don't do the Chituch before the Tzli, you could do it after the Tzli? And the Ramah and Sif Gimel say that Bichlal you don't need Chituch with Tzli. If in Sif Aleph what he means is that if you don't do the Chituch before the Tzli, you could do it after the Tzli, and that would help even to be Mevashel, but that's fair. Why would it help to be Mevashel then afterwards? That's fair, Rabbi Kivega. Taka good to Kashi. Then he says that later the Tshuvas Neid Yehuda was published in Madura Tinyana, and the Neid Yehuda speaks about it in Simen Mem. There the Neid Yehuda says like this. He says, the Ramah was going with a pshat that if you don't do chitach on the simpainos, what happens is that the blood gets nivla in the simpainos, not in the kaved. So if you're not going to cook it afterwards, it's not a problem b'chlal, you don't need chitach altogether. But if you're going to cook it afterwards, so the problem is you have dam that's nivla in the simpainos. So the Ramah's lashon isn't that if you didn't do chitach before, you cut open the simpainos and allow the blood to drain. The Ramah's lashon is, if you didn't do chitach before, you remove the simpainos. The simpainos can't be cooked afterwards. It says it comes from the Issa V'Hatter, but it's l'chaya, another mahalach in the sugya. That the point of the chitach is, because otherwise the simpainos themselves would have dam, and the problem isn't that you can't eat the simpainos. The problem is that you can't cook the simpainos, the dam will then go out of the simpainos, the simpainos will still remain with their dam, but the kavod itself won't, so therefore removing the simpainos is good enough. So these are the five mahalchim. Rashi in the back hold because dam will remain kanus in the simpainos, and that dam has no heter to it, and like the back says, you could cut it afterwards. Taisus says that dam will remain in the liver, and that's not a problem, except if you want to cook the liver afterwards. The Ramban and the Rashba hold similar, but they hold it's only by Malicha Yudni Chituch, by Tzli, no dam will remain even without Chituch. The Rambam holds that it's only Chalita that needs Chituch. I'm going to do Chalita anyway. And the Ramah, the way the Neid Bida holds that the problem is that the dam will become Belua in the Simpainis, will remain Belua in the Simpainis, and therefore, to cook it afterwards, you'd have to remove the Simpainis afterwards. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the sugya of Sakin Sheshachet Ba. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Sakin Sheshachet Ba, Asa Lachtech Ba. If you have a knife that you shechted, you're not allowed to use this knife for cutting, Asa Lachtech Ba Reseach. You're not allowed to cut with it something that's hot. Because the knife that you shechted with has blood, and the blood is going to Asa something hot that you cut with it. Seinen, if you cut something cold, amila boi hadacha. Some say it has to be washed off. Amila loy boi hadacha. Now Rashi says boi hadacha means the thing that you cut has to be washed off. And Rav Yishayim will know it means that the knife has to be washed off, and we'll speak about that. Now this sugya really goes together with the sugya in the first parak on Afchesem and Beis way back. We didn't speak about the sugya then. So we'll give the basic sugya with the Yishayim here. The Gemara there has two cases. One is Sakin Shel Eved Kechavim. If you happen to shecht with a knife, a treifa knife, a knife that belonged to a guy that a guy used, the Gemara brings a machlokes Rav and Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Rav says that you have to be koilif the meat, you have to take off the klipa, the top layer of the meat where the knife came in contact with it, because the blias of the knife, of the treifa knife, is going to go into the meat, and you have to take kedei klipa, you have to take off kedei klipa. But Rabbi Rabbi Chana says you don't have to. Mediach, you just have to rinse off the meat. You do not have to be kailif it. And the Gemara has three stadim, what the machlekes is there. One side was that Rav holds that beis hashchit is reseach. You can only be mavliya, the blias, into the meat if it's hot. If you cut cold meat with a cold knife, that's treif, no blias go in. You don't have to do klipa. But the Beis HaShchita is Reseach. The Beis HaShchita is hot, and therefore, the blias go in, because when you shecht, that area of the neck, B'Shas HaShchita, is hot. And Rabbi Bechana holds, it's cold. It's not hot, and therefore, you just have to wash it off. There's no blias. That's the first Lashon. The second Lashon is everyone holds it's hot, and the reason why Rabbi Bechana holds there's no blias is, because I did the Tridi Simanim L'Mifle Dama Le'Bali. It's bleeding very heavily, and therefore, since it's bleeding so much, it will not be belaya, it won't absorb the bleas. And Rav holds it will. And the third lashon is that they all say it's cold, but Rav holds that the duchka, the sakina, the sharpness of the knife, could make bleas even when it's cold. And Rav Yishayim hold, it's not the pshat that stam, when you cut a cold meat with cold knife, it won't work with duchka, the sakina. It's dafka b'tzirv, that it's the base of shchita. It's a little hot, even though it's not hot enough generally for blias, but it's hot enough together with the duchah de sakina. That's the first gemara there. The second gemara there talks about, if you use the shchita knife on an animal, and the animal turned out to be treif. So now, this shchita knife came into contact and cut a treif animal. What do you have to do with this knife now to shecht further, to shecht the next animal with it? Rav Acha and Avinah had a machlokes if you need to do kashering with hot water or just hadacha with cold water. And then the Gemara paskins, the halacha is, you do kashering with, you just have to do hadacha with cold water. And the Gemara says, if you have a rag to wipe it off, belisa de parsa, that's also good enough. And now you have this Gemara, that this Gemara says that a sakin that used for shechita, you cannot cut a hot thing with it. So the Gemara says like this, a treif a knife, a gayish a knife, is a machlekes rav and rav bar bechana, and different ways how to learn the machlekes. We have a knife that cut a behema treifa, we paskin only needs hadacha. And we have this knife, which you shechted a regular animal, and now you want to cut something else, you now let it cut a hot thing with it. Those are the three gemaras. So the Rishonim ask, if a sakin sheshachet b'treifa, we're saying only needs hadacha, that would sound like the base of shechita is tzeinen, that it doesn't get the blius of the treifa. Because if the base of shechita would be reseach, so then a sakin sheshachet b'treifa would have the blius from the treifa, and then would also transmit the blius into the next animal. And that's Pashtus Pshat in the Man D'Yomen that says that you have to kasher it with reseach. The Man D'Yomen that we paskin like, that says all you have to do is hadacha, would seem to hold that the base of shechita is seinen. So that's the Gemara's psak here. So how does it shtim with Shmuel here that says that a sakin sheshachepa also lachtech b'reseach? If the base of shechita is seinen, so then the knife shouldn't be able to be belay of the dam. And therefore, as long as the knife is clean, as long as you do hadacha to the knife, you should be able to cut even reseach with it. How do you shtim these two Gemara's? So, Kama Rishonim, the Ramban, and the Ran, they say, Al Gemara is Mavur, that Beis HaShkita is Reseach. When Al Gemara says that a Sakin Sheshachet Ba Osa Lachta Reseach, like Rashi says, because Beis HaShkita is Reseach, the knife is Belay of the Dam, therefore you can't cut a hot thing, because the Dam is going to be piled into that thing, and them stay Beis HaShkita is Reseach. So, Oy Bezoi, how can we paskin that a Sakin Sheshachet Ba Treifa, you light a shecht, you only need hadacha. Zogin the Rishayin, it must be we hold of the svara of Aidi, the treaty simonim, lemiflet leiboli. It must be zdafka shechita that's mutter. If you have a knife that has treifa blius, and you shecht, the blius don't go into the next base of shechita, not because it's not reseach, but because of Aidi the treaty, lemiflet leiboli. So the Beis HaShkita is Reseach, and the Blius will go into the knife, but the Beis HaShkita still, Blius won't go out of the knife into the Beis HaShkita, because I didn't treat the Lemiflet. So that's how I would stim the Gemara that says that a Sakin Sheshachet B'Treifa, the Gemara says, Hilchus HaBetzainen, and Blius of the Parsa helps, Kinuach helps. So you see the knife that Shechted the Treifa does not have Blius. And then I have this Gemara that says, a Sakin Sheshachaba has the blius of Dam, and I can't be Chatech Reseach. Teretz says, no, Beis HaShkita is Reseach, but nothing could be Balea because I did treat the Lemiflet. So if that's true, so back to the first case of the Sakin Shulgayim, the Treifa knife, where Rav said, Kaileif, and Rabbi Bar Bechana said, Mediach, Behechrich, we have to pass on like Rabbi Bar Bechana. Because that we paskin by the Sakin Shel Treifa Hadacha works, that's not because we paskin Beis HaShkita Tzainenu, because other rabbi, here we paskin the Beis HaShkita Reseachu, that's why Sakin Shel Shachaba Os Lachlich by Reseach. Elamai, even though it's Reseach, but still by Treifa won't be able to belay, because I did the treaty. So who would then by a Sakin Shel Goy will write to say I did the treaty, and we don't paskin like Rav. And that's how the Rambam and the Rif paskin. They paskin like Rav Bar Bechana, that we say Mediach, by a treifa knife. They paskin by Sakin Sheshachet by treifa, all you need is hadacha. But they still paskin that all Sakin Sheshachet ba is also lachtich by reseach, because the base of shechit is reseach, and the knife will be baleah. And it's not only Balei Hashem Nunes, it's even Balei Adam, it's even by Ksheira. And therefore, you cannot use a knife for anything else other than Shechita. You can use a Lachtach Beresech, the Blius will come out in Manasseh. That's the first Mahalach. Now, Rashi and Chesum Beis says differently. Rashi and Chesum Beis wants to shtim the Gemara of Sach and Sheshacha by Treifa, which there we say, the Hilchus is B'tzainen, that you don't have to cash it a knife. You could just wash it off with cold water. And yet he wants to shtim that with Rav, that says that a Goyish is Sakin, then you have to be Kailuf the Basar. And he says that Beis HaShechita Reseach is only to be Mavliya into something soft, but not into something hard. So the Beis HaShechita is Reseach enough for the Blius to come out of the knife into the Basar, because the Basar is soft. But the Beis HaShechita is not Reseach enough for the Blius to come from the meat into the knife, because the knife is hard. That's what Rashi says in Chesim and Beis. And the Rashi also brings that down. So Kumtais, not like the Rif and the Rambam. Even though we pass him by Sachin Sheshachim by Treifa, that the Gemara says clearly, Hilchasa, all you need is to wash it off with Tzainin or wipe it with Belisa of the Parsa. But still, the Sachin of a guy will ask for the meat, will require Klipa, because Beis HaShechita Reseach would make it that it could go into a soft thing like meat, but it can't go into a hard thing like a knife. But then it's going to be Shver. Because Agamar says that Sakin Sheshachadva as Lachtach Beresech. And Rashi's saying that the Yisayid of the Treifa is not because of Aidi, the Tridi, Simonim, Lemifalei Bol. It's not because the second Shechita you're going to make, it won't be Balei from the knife because of Aidi, the Tridi. No, we don't say Aidi, the Tridi. We pass him like Rav. We pass him Kailef. We pass him by soft meat. It does go into it. So what's the pshat by Treifa? That it doesn't go into the knife. Because Chaim Beis HaShechita could only work to blame into a soft thing, but not into a hard thing. So how would you shtim this Gemara? This Gemara says that a Sakin Sheshachaba, you're not allowed to be Chaytich Reseach. It sounds like the knife will get the blius. So it is a Shverkite. So the Ran says that Mikoyach the Shverkite, the Ran says that Rashi holds that here we're talking about the Damas Be'en. And that's another pshat in this Gemara. It's a pshat of the Ra'ah in the Berdek HaBayis and the Balamor Be'erich. Now when Shmuel says, Sakin Sheshacha Ba'asa Lachlich Be'erseach, he's not discussing what you have to do. He means if you don't do anything, the knife with the blood on it, you can't use to cut a hot thing. Now what do you have to do? It's like the Balamor Tzimachloikis. Could be after... There's one man the army have to kasher it, one man the army just have to wash it off. We go out of passing, have to wash it off. Shmuel's not getting into that. He's so mad if you did nothing. Reseach is aser. But seinen, this is a big chiddush according to this pshat, that to cut seinen, there's a man the army that you don't need adacha. Even with the blood on the knife, you're allowed to cut a cold thing. And the Ran says, that's what Rashi says, adacha means on the seinen that you cut. And the reason is, because blood is, dam is mystery sarg. Blood is like sticky, and doesn't really adhere to the food, it slips off. Blood is not gonna, it's not gonna make the food bloody. You take a shechita knife, even if you didn't clean it off, there's blood on it, but you cut a cold thing, it's fine. The blood's not gonna adhere to the thing that the knife cuts. So now it's shtim. If Shmuel, when he says, as lachtach beresech, doesn't necessarily mean that you need to kasher it. Maybe adach is good enough. And if it's seinen, is it sad to say you don't even need adacha? So now it's shtim with the Gemara earlier, that Sakin Sheshacha B'Treifa, you need adacha. Because the blius won't go into the knife. That's what we're saying. The blius might go into the meat, but it won't go into the knife. So now it's shtim. But Rashi's not mashma that way, because Rashi here, Mefurish says, on us alachlich b'reseach, he says, I need to base a sheet of reseach, b'leah sakin min adam. He says, Mefurish, not that way. So in Rashi, it's still Shver. But that's another Mahalach al-Kopanim in the Sugya, the Mahalach of the Baal Amar and the Ra'am. And the Ran seems to say it in Rashi, that the first Mahalach was saying is, La'ilam a-Sakin could be Be'leah, and the reason why Sakin Sheshacha Be'Treifa, you'll have to continue shechting, you just have to wash it, is because I did a treaty simonim, L'miflet Lo'i Bali. But then we have to paskin by a sakin shel goy. All you need is a docha like Rav Bar Bechana. That's the mahalach of the Rif and the Rama. And the mahalach of the Baal Amor and the Ra'ah is la'olam, the sakin's not b'leia. And then you could say that once the sakin has a blias like the treif and knife, it could be b'leia, it could be mavliyat into the basa, like Rav and Mikhailif. And agamar of asl achta for a sech means that the dam is be'en. And a very b'chiddish that Beit Seinen, even when the dam is be'en, you might not need a docha. And the third mahalach in the sugi is the Rashba. The Rashba says, Be'ikadir and in Teres Habayis, that Beis HaShchita Reseach would work to be Mavliya, something which is Be'en. So the case by Yisak and Shilgai is talking about, you have actual trefis Be'en on the knife, not just Blias. And therefore, the Beis HaShchita Reseach could be Mavliya, those trefis into the meat, because they're Be'en. So they'll be belay into the meat like Rav. That's why Rav says you need klipa and we can pass them like Rav. Similarly, in our Gemara, when you have dam that's be'en by the shechita, so that will be mavliya that dam into the knife, even though the knife is hard. Not like Rashi and Afchesim and Deis. Anytime there's something be'en, the chayim beis shechita can mavliya it. Now, if something's be'en is on the knife, the chayim beis shechita can mavliya it into the beis shechita, and that's why you need klipa like Rav. Or if something be'en is on the animal, like every case is dam, the chayim beis hashchita will be mavliya that into the knife, and now the knife is treif, and if you cut reseach with it, since they are blias in the knife, avad lo kaman into the reseach. But the reason why sakin sheshachar be'treifa, you don't have to kasher it, hadach is good enough, is because it can't be both maflet and mavliya. If all you have is blias, the chayim beis hashchita is not enough to take the blias out of the knife and put it into the meat of the beis hashchita. That much you can't do. If it's ben on the knife, like the sakin shel goyim, it could put it into the beis hashchita. If it's ben in the beis hashchita, it could put it into the knife. And it will always put blias of iser into the knife. We'll put the dam into the knife. But when you washed off the knife, and now you're shechting another animal, so all you have is blias in the knife, the chayim beis hashchita can't get the blias out of the knife and into the beis hashchita. That's the Rash Bashita. That's his miyash of everything. So, a sakin shel goyim you have ben on the knife. That's why you need kailafu, paskin like Rav. A sakin shel shachat ban al gemara, that also lachtik where you say, because you have ben on the beis hashchita. It will go into the knife. Now the knife is treif. You can't cut reseach with a treif and knife. The blias in the knife will come out through the reseach. But sakin sheshachar b'treifa to shecht again, if you wash it off, so now all you have is blias in the knife, the knife is clean, and you want the chayim beis hashchita to get it out of the knife and into the beis hashchita, to mafel and mavliya, that it won't do. That's the third mahalach in the sugya of the Rashba. So to sum up, three mahalachim, how our sugya of sakin sheshachar b'asal achtuk b'reseach stims with the Gemara Kafchesim and Beis that says that a sakin sheshachar b'treifa, all you need is hadacha. You have the Rambam and the Rif, that we paskin beis hashchita is reseach, it's completely reseach. The only thing is, it can't be b'leia because I did the trini l'miflet loibali, and therefore by sakin shel goyim, we're going to paskin l'grab by b'chana, you don't need klipa. That's how Rambam and the Rif paskin. Beis hashchita teaches reseach. But it can't be b'lay anything because it's busy being pilot dam. We have the derech of the Ra'ah and the Baal Amor. Now we pass when the beis hashchita is not reseach, and the knife is not b'lay anything, and agamar that says you can't be chaydech reseach means when the dam is be'en, not because of blias, and then a big chiddush that by tzainin, even when the dam is be'en, it's mutter. And then we have the mahalach of the Rashba, that beis hashchita is reseach to be mavliya, something which is be'en, like by sakin shel goyim, where you have something be'en on the knife, it's belay in the beis hashchita. By sakin over here, we have the dam be'en, that's belay into the knife. And the reason why sakin shel treifa, you don't need hagala, hadach is good enough, is because if you do hadach, there's nothing be'en anymore by the second shechita, and the chayim of the beis hashchita won't be both maflet and mavliya. Now just one more thing, I said it's a big chiddush to say that even when the dam is be'en, it's mutter without a docha. That's what the Gemara is saying. What's pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, tzainin, some say you need a docha, and some say you don't need a docha. If you don't need a docha, it sounds like even with dam be'en on the knife, you could cut without a docha. So Namus is, like I said, that's the Mahalach of the Ra'ah, and that's the Mahalach of the Ran. But the Ramban here says that you don't need Hadacha, but you need Kinuach. And, Charles, what's the difference between Kinuach and Hadacha? So the Raj and Mishmeres Sabayis explains it. Within the Ra'ah, it's in Bayis Gimel, where the Ra'ah says his shtickle, that Al-Karach we're talking about when the Dam is Be'en, because you see that you don't need Hadacha, and the Rashi already in Teres Abayis seemed to say that even don't need Hadacha, but you need Kinuach, and he says he doesn't see any Chilik. So the Rashi in Shmeres Abayis says, no, there's a big Chilik. Because Kinuach takes away everything that's Be'en, but it doesn't take off the Blias. And there's a certain amount of Blias that come out, even by Tzainan. A Grace of Chiddush. But they're saying the Rashi in Shmeres Abayis, the Shach in Siman Yud brings it. On this Halacha. And the Shach says that by Sakin Sheshachar Beitrefa, there the Gemara says you have two choices. You can do Hadacha, or you can wipe it with Blis of the Paris, you can wipe it with the Shmata. Mashenk, in this case, of Sakin Sheshachar Ba'asalach Lechbar Yaseach, and by Tzayin it says Boy Hadacha, it doesn't give you the choice of wiping it off with Blis of the Paris. So some Yishayinim hold, like we said, there are, and he brings the Marashal that says this. That's the same thing. If it's clean, it's clean. What's the difference how you clean it? You clean it with water, you clean it with a cloth. But he says, from this Rashi Mishmer Sabayis, he's also medayikit from the Rosh. The Rosh, when he quotes the Gemara in the first parak, he says that some say you don't need Hadacha, all you need is a blisa of the parsa. All you need is a cloth. So the Marshal's Magi in the Rosh, you don't need Hadacha or a cloth. Because he says, what's the difference between Hadacha and a cloth? And Shach says, the big difference. Hadach is to get out blias. There's a certain amount of blias that come out betzainen. And for those blias, even if nothing's ben, only Hadach can get those blias out. So the Gemara there is saying a chiddush. That by Shechita, where you have either the Trini, or whatever the point is, all you need is Hadach, and you don't even need Hadach. Blias of the Paris is good enough, Kinuch is good enough. We're not worried about the blias by Shechita. But here, where you're not doing Shechita, you're being chaytich. Even though you've been chaytach tzainin, tzainin could also get out a certain amount of blias. But those blias that tzainin gets out, hadacha works for them. That's the mashmayus in the Rambaniya that says you don't need hadacha, just kinuach. Hadash stayed in the mishmeres sabayis. That's what the shach is medayik from the Rosh. The Ra'ah and the Rani also klar don't hold such a chilek. They hold as no such thing as blias by tzainin. And if it says you don't need Hadacha, and Dam stated a tremendous chiddush that a bloody knife, if it's cold, the blood doesn't go, doesn't transfer onto what it's cutting, you don't even need Hadacha. But the other Mishainim, the Ramban, the Chiddush Ramban, the Raj Mishmer Sabayis, the Rosh, they're saying that no, Avad that needs Kinuach, Avad if the Dam is Ben or Wadasir, the thing is it doesn't need Hadacha, because by Blias, even when you Mishtamish with Tzayin, you need Hadacha. Shkoman, a big chiddush, a big nafkamina, if you have a pot which, or a plate which was used for treif, and you didn't actually wash it, you just wiped it very clean with a cloth, and now there's no ben on it. So according to the Ran and the Ra'ah, and the Mashalnem's on that way, if there's no ben, there's no ben, you'd be allowed to use it for tzainan. Mashenken, according to the Mashmais Ramban, the Rajba, the Rosh, the Shach, even if you're using it b'tzainan, al kaponim, you'd have to do adacha to take out the blias that come out even b'tzainan. What bothers me is that this is also a mafurishim achleikis taz and shach in the beginning of Siman Tzadik Aleph, and the shach, from what I see, is sasa mishnase, in Siman Yud, he says clearly by the sakin sheshachat ba, that you need dafka hadacha, kinuach with the blias of the price that wouldn't work, mamish is shtickle, because even when there's no ben, but there's certain blias that come out by tzainin, but the shach in Siman Tzadik Aleph argues on the Ramah, and he says pretty stark that no, avadi kenuach would work. There's no difference between kenuach and adacha. L'chayr it's a seer in the shach, mitzarechiyin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.